Recorded Books and RB Digital present Queen of the Cookbooks by Ashton Lee. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. Out of the Rain. Would it ever stop raining in Cherico, Mississippi? First, the winter storms had come with a vengeance, never letting up, even bringing occasional fits of ice and snow. After all, this was the extreme northeast corner of the Magnolia State. Might as well have been Tennessee as the crow flies. Then March and April had rolled in with the promise of a let-up, but no such thing had happened. There had been the usual clashes between the warm air of the Gulf and the Alberta clippers that had roared down like freight trains with tornadic results. Fortunately, Cherico had avoided the physical damage, but not the thorough soakings. Lake Cherico, where Maura Beth McShay's new state-of-the-art library was struggling toward completion, was as high and muddy as anyone could remember in recent memory. Fishing had become somewhat of a lost cause, at least until the water table was lowered and the fish could see the lures. So here it was May, and the rain was continuing, as if sticking its tongue out at Maura Beth's plans for her long-anticipated grand opening on the 4th of July. There was so much riding on the celebration, an elaborate hour-long fireworks display, followed by a concert, thanks to the generosity of sexy young country music star Waddell Mack. It was he who had secured the location of the Spurs R Us cowboy boot plant in the town's new industrial park, thereby reversing Cherico's recent economic spiral. Even if the rainy weather was also slowing down construction of the manufacturing facility itself. Worse yet, having the library ready to open to the public was beginning to seem doubtful at this point, and Cherico's favorite young red-headed librarian was letting her nerves get the better of her. "I have to get away from all this. I mean, we have to get away," she told her husband, Jeremy, one rainy May evening at the dinner table inside their Painter Street cottage. "No cell phones, no texting, no way for anybody to get in touch with us. We just leave the Cherico universe behind for a while. Something tells me it's vital that I do this right now." He looked up from cutting the fried green tomato on his plate, grinning as if he'd just heard some inside joke. It was part of the playful ribbing they had developed since they had become a married couple.
"Tell me the truth. You aren't hearing voices in your head, are you?"
"Very funny." Like the good husband that he was, however, Jeremy knew when to stop kidding around and take his wife seriously.
"How long have you been thinking about this, Maury? And where exactly do you want to go? Do you have one of those AAA itineraries mapped out?"
He dipped the manageable bite of tomato into his reservoir of remoulade sauce and happily munched away at the down-home appetizer his wife had managed to perfect in recent months.
She'd even given her sudden interest in cooking a name, My Post-Honeymoon Recipe Period. She had christened it with a perky smile one afternoon in her bright yellow kitchen, with the potted palms that she had inherited from the previous owner, Miss Von Seal Nettles, now Mrs. Locke Linwood. Where the impetus had come from, she could not say. But suddenly, all she wanted to do was try out new dishes on her husband of 9 blissful months. He would be her culinary guinea pig, and so far, nothing she had prepared for him had backfired on the two of them. Grilled fish, pork and beef, stir-fries, casseroles, overstuffed sandwiches, sorbets, cookies, cakes, and pies. Of course, the reality was, everything always tasted good where true love was involved. To a point. "No, I don't have any definite place in mind. I just mean I absolutely need a day off," she continued, tapping her index finger on the table for emphasis. "Every time I go out to the construction site all full of energy and hope with a vision of the library being completed on schedule, all I get is more bad news, or rather no news that amounts to anything from the stump."
"The who?"
Maura Beth leaned back, making him wait just a bit for the payoff. "Oh, that's what I've decided to call that sweaty, tobacco-spitting foreman, Kyle Hoskins. Every time I ask him a question about anything, he never has an answer. 'When will that new flashing for the roof be in?' I'll ask. And he'll say, 'Not sure, ma'am. Last time I called about it, they just hemmed and hawed.' And then he'll spit. Or I'll ask him, 'What about the furniture?' And he'll mumble, 'Still can't say, ma'am. They're—'"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?